so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence, dearest radiant beings from all over the world. In that energy and in that vibrational frequency of your living room or your office or your bedroom or wherever you happen to be in this world, we are welcoming you. We see the energy frequency going out beyond where we physically are and radiating beyond and touching your heart and connecting with your energy and your focus and your clarity of what in the world, literally, is happening here on this planet. As we have told you before, this is the first time in the history of this planet that all of the peoples of the planet are shifting their vibration, shifting their frequency, shifting their focus, shifting their energy, whole lot of shifting going on there, huh? In that energy, in that frequency of shift, what happens is the turnover comes and it causes your physical heart to actually palpitate. It causes your physical heart to sort of beat as though it were on an exciting time and moving into the excitement of the world, as of the universe, of the connection. So it is a quickening, and that is what is happening. Know and understand that in this capacity, this greater, higher plan is about refocusing the frequency of the planet, refocusing the energy of the planet into that state of transformation through love. Transformation through love, and have a conscious awareness of when you are in love or when you are in fear. You know, you flip the news on your TV and you immediately can get into fear. You immediately get into, be sucked into that box, no matter how big it is, of what is going on or what is not going on in the world. We know that our friend is a reporter, and she says, oh, well, everything that you see is factual. However, we know that it is not, because there are many sources there. So when you feel that energy of disreality or unreality, then take a deep breath and come back to that place of love. Because in that place of love, that energy flows, and you will see how the human body is actually evolving it and building up its immune system. The human body is evolving into a new level of human. Our dear friend Kryon predicted it many years ago. The new human is upon us. And that is exactly what is happening. Humanity is learning new ways, new energies, new frequencies, new ways to do absolutely everything. The vessel Marilyn watched a show on Hulu. She's a Hulu fan. Last night, and it was all about a live show that was created from 20 or 30 different people's living rooms. It's called The Voice. It is in that energy of newness that the world is evolving. It is in that energy of frequency that this planet is moving into the next level of humanity, the next level of consciousness, the next level of frequency. For we have been at this frequency. Now we are moving to this frequency, up in that energy. And if you're not seeing this and you're listening to it in the future, we are raising our hands, our vessel Marilyn's hands higher. For you see, in this divine order of this aspect, all of the energies that are coming through, all of the vibrational frequencies that are coming through, are focused on that one aspect, that one state, that one vibration of clarity, understanding, questioning, and solution. You see, that is the key is it is all coming through to the solution. And the bottom line of that solution is indeed love. The bottom line, the core of that solution is indeed love. And there's a very clear line right now between love and fear. And this is the first time that line has been so clear by all of the peoples of the planet, like yourself, who are light plurkers. Play plus work equals plurk. Light plurkers, all of the peoples that are awake and awakening, that are questioning and understanding, that are holding in that frequency of the new energy of this planet, that are holding in that frequency of the new vibration, the new human. Now you think, well, what happened to the old human? That is evolution. And it is exciting that that evolution is indeed upon us. The teachers, the inspirational leaders, the inspirational messengers, that's what they are, messengers, have been sharing for some time that change is upon us, that change is occurring. No one could have predicted how it was going to happen. Now you know. As we have told you, it is about planting seeds. As the Crayon, our dear friend, says, it is about resetting humanity, resetting it with love and compassion, resetting it with joy and frequency, resetting it with being present right here, right now, not looking into the past, because there is no paradigm for where we are. There is no past foundation for where we are. And instead, it is about weaving a new story. It is about creating a new element of clarity for the coming age. And utilizing your innate, as our dear friend Vessel Marilyn and the Joy will teach you all weekend, it is about acknowledging those abilities that are within you, that are right now, no matter what you say, right now being heightened. Right now being moved to the next level. Right now being lifted, elevated to the next level. And with that elevation, with that vibrational frequency of elevating all peoples on the planet to the next level, sometimes it creates a little chaos and everyone needs to find their own footing to stay. Well, your feet are still in the same place, no matter what level you're at. You can look down and say, no, there they are, still there. That is your foundation. Take a deep breath. When your foundation moves, now you move with it. When your foundation shifts, right now, you are shifting with it, because the foundation that you have are your own feet. As our dear friend Lee Carroll said earlier, it's all within you. No matter whether you have an angel sitting next to you or whether whatever is happening, it is still all right within you. That is your innate. And your innate cannot be excluded from you. It can only be included in your soul. It can only be included in your field. That is your innate. And that frequency is coming in with a waterfall of love. There are people all over this planet that have a mission, have a commitment to help this planet evolve, and you are one of them. For that we are grateful. We see you and your task. We will continue giving you specific things that you can do to help your own task along the way, through this time here in Seattle. Oh, we love you deeply. We see you. We know you. We feel you. We see your heart and your soul. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The beauty of the message of Adaranda is always present. It's dripping with love, concern, advice, many times fun. Our messages are the same. They come from the same place. If you've never seen channeling before, you would say, well, every channeler has their own platform. And every channeler has something that they're talking about the other one is not talking about. Really? Have you really listened to a number of channelers together? Years ago, I told my partner, I said, put channelers on stage together. So that rather than that, which people thought were independent ideas and perhaps even doctrines or philosophies would be seen as an alliance of love, an alliance of compassion, maybe given in different words, in different personalities, in different ways. But the other side of the veil, dear ones, is the other side. There's no other side, and then another side, and another side, and another side. There's one place on the other side of the veil that they all come from. When they're authentic, they talk about love and compassion and help and hope. The messages of Kryon and Adaranda, specifically, for all of these years, have been the changes that are occurring. Not just the changes, but the new tools that you have that can take advantage of an energy you didn't expect. Getting in touch with things that you didn't expect that are in you, always have been in you. Not to mention the healing that really is yours. This is, of course, esoterics, the metaphysics that we have spoken of for years and years, and that has been known by a niche market, if you want to call it, of those who would be available to talk to you or write the books. But suddenly the niche explodes. And it doesn't explode into everyone being strange. It explodes into truth, alliance with science and common sense, and those starting to understand that God is bigger than anything they were ever told. If you even want to use the word God, the creative source of the universe, bigger than anything you've ever been told. I want to give you a premise to think about, just something to think about. There have been those who had said things happen as they should. They happen for a reason. And even those are not metaphysical, have those kinds of statements coming out of their mouth. Well, I believe things happen for a reason. And if you've heard that come from those who would never be in a meeting like this, it's because intuitively they feel it. That somehow there is a guidance that would allow for things to happen if you were in the right place at the right time. Now, quite often you think, well, they're always bad things. Dear ones, this is what we have taught for many, many years. Being in the right place at the right time and intuitively following a path will take you where you belong, and it's good news. It'll take you into the right relationships, into the right jobs, into the right words to say at a certain time. It'll take you into comfort and peace when you don't have any. It'll take you to places that will be the help for others who are looking, who need something from you. Every old soul listening to this will know that you've been put in a place perhaps that you didn't like, or somebody would say, what do I do? And out would come comments from you that you didn't think you had. It would be loving comments and compassionate comments. That's being in the right place at the right time. Now, I want to tell you something, an answer to a question. Dear Cryan, we're in this pandemic. Is it the right time in the right place? Yes, absolutely. That means it was foretold. I will tell you this, dear planet Earth. You were the ones who chose this when you walked through 2012. What is the fast track to a wild card called a new Earth? And that is to stop everything and start it again. Because there's a tendency, if not an axiom, that when you reboot something, it gets fresher and better, and you tend not to make the same mistakes because you have another chance. You take a look at what was and what doesn't work, and you don't repeat it. I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow, but right now, I'll talk about a big one. You know, you have had disease before on this planet. You've had flus before. Now, maybe they weren't killer flus. We're not talking about that. We'll just talk about contagious disease. Let's just talk about that for a moment. You realize that this connection you have between yourselves is not new. How many years have you been flying to other countries within hours? How many years have you had up to 2,000 flights a day, always going everywhere? And the answer is decades.
Oh, yeah.
So you might say that any time you had an infectious disease, SARS or any of the others, there was always the potential of mass infection. What you saw with this disease, with this virus, is really how it works. The one affected the others, it becomes exponential. That's how it works. Ask anyone about these curves and how that works. And yet, it never happened. Did you notice that? Didn't you find that odd? That these flus never got past first base, even though your connections were just like they are today. Just as many people talking to each other, just as many people touching each other, just as many people flying all over the world doing everything, and yet they stayed contained until now. This is the right place and the right time. Cryan, are you saying Spirit created this? Absolutely not. You created it. When you find out how, there'll be anger. We have said this before. The full story is not yet available to you. It's something that when you find out how, you'll realize there was inappropriateness. This disease was not man-made, you know that. But it got out of hand. This was something that humans did, but at a time you needed to have it happen in certain aspects, in certain ways. Do you realize that the only other way to bring the world to its knees is war? Think about this. You don't have a war. There was not mass destruction. You've settled goodbye to many souls, dear ones. They're coming back, so many of them, right away, faster than you think, much faster than you think. It's a new paradigm. Throw away anything anybody ever told you about how long it takes to turn around. But more than that, this planet has shut down. It's odd, isn't it, that this one took and none of the others did, because you have the same actual variability, curves, projections for any contagious disease that you have for this one. And yet the others didn't catch, and this one did. Right place at the right time for planet Earth past 2012 to go to a place it needed to be gotten to, so that you can restart. And when you do, things are going to come, what they say, out into the light that were dark. You're not going to be able to start a corrupt thing again. Think about this for a moment. Not like it was, because the very existence of corruption, people looking the other way, going here, going there, doing their thing, requires everybody does the same thing for years. And all of that comes to zero. And when you start rebuilding things, you're wiser. You have an evolved consciousness of what is there and what is not there. Right time, right place. This was no accident. Created by humans, allowed by humans, but in a different time, a different paradigm than the ones before. So I want you to look at all of these things and see the purpose and that which is the opportunity now that it's going to start being released. Dear ones, I close with this. You have an opportunity to change something that needs to be changed. What if I ask you this? Wouldn't it be great when this seminar is over? I want you to think about something. You're going to turn on your television, and you're going to go to a certain channel. And they're going to say, here are the facts of today. Here's where the virus is today. Here are all the ones who have recovered. Let's interview these ones. Let's go to the hospital for a moment. They're having a party here for those who have come out. Here is the hope this planet has. Let's go to this person who talks about the factory that's going to reopen and all the people are coming back and the surpluses that have to be sold first and all those things. Let's talk about a recovering economy in a way that nobody is talking about. Let's look at those grand lists of those who all recovered, 99%. And let's look at the fact that they're heroes. I've always suggested there should be t-shirts. Call it the 99. And you wear it around, and people will shake your hand and say, I'm sorry you had to go through this. Thank you. We did our best to stay inside, and you had to go through it. Thank you. And they can perhaps even have conventions where they're immune now. They're immune at this wave. What if it happens again? What if it happens in 7 years again? What if it mutates? Dear ones, there's a lesson to be learned here, and it's not about vaccines. It's about your immune system. That's where it's at. I've said this before, but wouldn't it be great if you could tune into a channel that gave you hope, facts, and truth? And when you turned it off, you'd say, I like this. There's hope here. Good. Did you see that? Did you see these people doing this? Did you see that? This is returning to normal. I'm looking forward to this. I'll be careful to social distance and all these things they say for a while, but isn't it great that we're coming through it? And that's not what you're getting. I hope that some human beings will take it upon themselves to create information distribution with hope, truth, and facts so that you can tune in and get the whole thing, especially that which is such good news about so many who have recovered. I am crying in love with humanity, and I'll be back. And so it is.